And it's Almighty SOG Radio. And I'm right here with my tank. SOG, yep. And I'm right here with my Almighty SOG, Christian Mafia. Come on. And we're going to go around the table. Matter of fact, we're going to pray in first. And after we pray in, we're going to go around. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty name, S-O-G. Amen. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to start with Black Boy. And we're going to ask him how his week been. How your week been, sir?
Work.
So we're going to start with, we're going to start with Shibasa. Oh, man, we're going to start with that then.
Are we been good? I made some money.
He made some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did his job, and he got paid for doing his job. How you feel? Did you do it? I feel like you did more than he did.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm told.
That jacket is crazy.
I'm going to do what I'm told.
Yeah, I made some money. Be
here,
Call of Duty,
Everybody wanna talk. Hit the mic on. Hit the mic real quick. Check. You just not speaking into it all the way. All right. That's good. Amen. Now we're gonna ask Kimashre how his week been.
Oh yeah, my week been good. I think this Monday or Tuesday. I mean last Tuesday or Monday. I went to the beach with my friends. It was kind of cool.
Amen.
I seen a crab, and you know they hurt actually. And that's all I got. I was just like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
I got pizza.
Amen. And we're gonna ask you this shit.
Yeah. I was my week. Oh man, I had a blast. We flew by kind of fast. And I thank God for today. And I'm here.
Amen.
Now we're going to ask Black Boy.
We're going to ask Black Boy how his week been.
Man, yesterday they beat my feet. Man, I so feel bad. But besides that, things are going good. I just been thinking of, man, team is put together so where I can say, man, forget Target in a few more years. But other than that, you're going good.
Amen. Now we're going to ask for what is pain in the world. How has he been?
Just what it's pain.
I feel like I should ask that and then ask, how do you think your week is going to go this week? Add that in.
Well, week went great, actually. It went by fast. I'm happy to see my brother being here today. Okay.
Amen. And it's Saint Boy. Saint Boy in the world. My week has been blessed. It's always blessed.
Man.
I didn't mean to put that on the table. I didn't mean to do that. It's been blessed, you know. I've been blessed with a job that's keeping me and my family healthy. I've been blessed to come to church every Sunday.
Not
it's me. That's what I've been trying to tell. I'm the boss. And it's just been blessed, you know. Just blessed to come to church every week. Blessed to come to the men's meeting and congregate with my fellow SOGs. You know, it's just a blessing, you know. And I thank God for that. So we're going to get into the subject. You know, we're missing a couple of SOGs today, but we're going to get right into it. So the subject of today is subject of today is how faithful are you to God? How strong is your faith? And we're gonna start with damn, that dropped like that.
Yeah, the word is dope.
We're gonna start with the wettest paint in the world.
It's wet paint. The question was, what is it?
Faith.
Faith. It's getting better and better. I gotta open up that Bible.
You mumbling. You starting to sound like Deke. I need you to talk up.
Okay, shout out Deke. I gotta start reading that Bible symbol. You feel me? And getting back into that job.
Man.
But everything's pretty good. I feel like it's getting better and better.
So I wanna ask you, since we got a brief intermission, I wanna ask you, why haven't we got any more cash gear? You know? People been waiting, specifically me, and you know, you just been lagging.
It's in the works.
Okay. We're gonna add Fat. We're gonna keep calling you Fat, or you want a different name? We're gonna call you Hood Rich Trey.
Trey, bro.
I'm telling you, he is goofy, bro.
It's just Trey, bro.
I
don't sound like that. No.
Come on. So, how strong is your faith? What'd it do, cuz?
Strong.
Man. Strong, that's...
Hey, but I don't know how to describe it, bro.
Just say whatever you feel. Y'all got to speak up in that mic because, like, it's, I don't know if it's turned down low or I don't know what it is, but you just want to speak up.
Okay. I don't know how to describe it, bro.
I'm just going to say this right here. He's a hardworking man. He was picking up trash yesterday, and he's so dedicated to his work, he jumped in the dumpster.
Head first. That was it. Whee!
No, real talk, though. Like, that's a real young businessman in the works right there.
Ingenuity.
Now we got the athlete. He's an athlete.
I think my faith is pretty strong because you know, every day I go out or every night I come back in, I mean, I don't pray for a long time, but I make sure, like, you know, I have something with me that you know, related to God.
Amen.
Well, I'm just, like, praying that prayer before I go with my friends, so anything after any time.
That's true.
I ain't trying to go out like I just heard.
Amen. And we're going to get right back over here. The black boy, you're going to have to, like, lean forward into the mic. This nigga, man, this is why you, nigga, you're supposed to be the assistant. No, you're the co-host. You're the co-host. This nigga's supposed to make sure the mic is cool.
What's the question?
How strong is your faith, sir? How strong do you think your faith is?
I think my faith is strong enough to get stronger. And I say that in the sense of the faith I have in God is to get me through. So, you know, so I'll say, not obvious sense, you know, it must be pretty strong, but my faith to get stronger. And that's why I'm just that man. You know, so to answer your question, my faith is pretty strong, but I just say it gets stronger.
You know what I'm going to do when I get back to work? I'm going to write a whole list of subjects because I feel like we already talked about this. But faith. I feel like my faith can improve, you know. Like my boy Wet Paint said, I gotta get in that Bible more. I gotta read more because, you know, I don't necessarily open my Bible unless I'm in church, you know, and I gotta work on that.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of people they judge me when I talk about God or how I feel about guys, you know, and I need to work on that because sometimes, you know, it's not about what other people, not even sometimes, it's not about what other people think, you know. It's about how you feel and how your faith is and what you're doing with your life. So, and that, in the midst of that, you know, I'm just thankful that we here, you know, I'm with my SOGs and my faith is strong, you know. It's always going to be strong as long as I keep my faith in the Almighty God. What's up?
I got a proposal. You know how you said, you know, you have a feeling that we talked about this already.
Speaking of Mike a little bit.
So now you and Larry said, you know, y'all have a feeling that we are felt like we talked about this already.
Yes.
Well, I know something we haven't talked about.
Yes.
And I'm so blessed to move on, you know, that we can talk about it.
Feel like you string things along.
Well, I'm OL because that's black and black. But the subject I want to bring towards the table is business. How can we move towards business? Or, you know, because, you know, and I want to refer to that as because at work, you know, I've been talking to a lot of young cats, you know, not that, what I mean by young, you know, not that older than me or around my age. And it's like, you know, some of them are hip to like what's happening now, you know, like they got a head on their shoulders. Like, you
know, tell them what you told me in the car. Tell them what you told me in the car.
In the sense of
the Matrix and what you was talking about.
So, like, you know, I was telling my boys, I said, man, right now, you know, we really need to talk about business prior to the subject because right now I feel that the Matrix is open. And so my bro told me like this, he was like, you know, elaborate. I said, and so, God. And so, I was really about to say, you know, like, you know, let's talk about business because in the sense of, you know, it's open or, you know, the Sarasota is open. So, like, let's move on to that. That's why I brought that thing. You know, if I'm not saying the niggas at work, a lot of these young niggas got a head on their shoulder.
How you going to talk? Never mind.
A lot of these young niggas had a head on their shoulders and talking to them, when I mean by head on their shoulders, like, you know, they're hip to what's going on. They know they need to do something, but they don't know what to do. So I say, can I also be a part of the subject, you know, the business and what do you feel we need to do to move on towards being that business and to take over the Matrix? And so if we can talk about that, if I get the blessing on talk about that, let's start that with Larry. Let's be back.
All right. We can talk about that. I just wanted to say this in the midst of what he was saying, you know, a lot of businesses is going out of business right now. And the Christian Mafia should be taking over. We are taking over. I corrected myself. But that's what we was talking about in the car, you know, and just like with Larry and the whole the casting, you know, people is wanting to consume right now. They got a lot of money that they can't do nothing with. And we should be the ones consuming it, you know, to make our own business flourish, to make our own business brighter. You know, that's just what I think. That's just how I feel. So we're gonna ask Larry since he's the experienced businessman.
Yeah, that's
right now. My input. All right, if you want $20, I'm going to need a ROI right now for you.
You don't know what that is.
I'm going to need a return on investment, $25 back. Anyway, business is great. But to be the actual, how can I say?
I'm going
to
ask y'all to do this. Stop eating while you're talking.
What are you talking about? We're not even eating.
The actual
part about business is actually staying in business. It's hard to stay in business. You can start a business, but you stay in business. That's the goal, my brother. So, what was the question again? I need to understand what the question.
Talk about business.
How can we what?
Question was, you know, how can we move forward to business that is being a real vulnerable place for the world right now? And, like, you know, and just moving on business.
Basically, basically, how can we flourish when all of these businesses are shutting down? I know how we can flourish, but that's the question.
Well, I say.
Sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Elaborate a question for us and for other people who may be listening. Like, how can they buy something?
And while he's thinking, if anybody out there needs prayer, you know, you have a question you want to ask, you need to talk about something, you can call in. The number is 516-418-5857. SOG Radio.
All right, well, my whole thing is we have to come up with a creative business, something that's not like anything else you've seen before. That's the whole thing, especially at this time, coming up with something that is not even, was never nothing, basically. Like my brand, it was not nothing. You know, it's different from clothing and stuff like that. When we first went into that little epidemic thing, that was probably the best thing that happened because, like Akeem said, nobody could spend no money. So they finally could buy that painting they wanted. You know what I'm saying? And when we had got the little stimulus check, people was going crazy. And it's just perfect because when this kind of stuff goes down, people are just stacked up with money. You can't go to no stores. I mean, you could buy anything you want online, but that gets tiring because you done got almost everything. You almost buy everything
and
from the online.
It's
like,
the simple fact people are scared to open up their business, or you know they want certain people to come in their business. But you know,
my whole thing is just drop it, just do it.
Hey, we got God on our side,
yeah,
so you know we
it.
Stay protected, and we know and we know what's coming. So they don't know what's coming, so they can't really necessarily do what we can do.
It got to be a business though that makes sense, because some people just do it. They think that they just gonna be rich real quick, and you gotta actually love that business. You gotta actually build it up from nothing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta deal with all these weird people. You know, people are hitting you up, wanting to buy this. Oh, they're weird people. People are weird out there. They'll hit you up. They'll be like, "Hey, Webpain, I want to buy this." All right, for sure. They'll give me all the information. I'll give them the Cash App, whatever, and they won't hit you back up. They'll see the message, and you're just like, "Wait, what?" Like, why I got to go around? Why I got to tell them the size of this? Why I have to tell them what this is made of? Why I tell them what paper?
You ain't even
going to
buy nothing.
You're going to deal with those weird type of people whenever you're in business. So my whole thing is just drop the business, but you have to love the business.
Yeah. And it's about being a good salesman, too, because, you know.
You
got to
be a salesman, too.
I was in high school. I had a fake G-Shot. Everybody thought it was real, though. I had a fake G-Shot. And one day it broke on me. The whole little handle broke on me. So I glued it back together, and the dude, I went to school with it on, and dude was like, "Hey, how much you want for that?" I'm like, "Give me 50 right now, I'll give it to you." So, you know, I sold a broken watch, and you can't sell, then you don't need to be in business, you know, or you can be in a different part of business, you know, you can be
a partnership.
Yeah, a partnership, you can invest, you can
or
be a manager, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a salesman. I would like to be in all brackets, you know, just to make sure everything is running smoothly, you know. But, you know, we're going to ask Fat.
Let's go, Fat.
We're going to ask Fat. Trey. Hey, Rich Trey.
Go ahead. All right, so the question is for you. How would you feel being a young businessman?
Dang, I feel like I'm on one.
Yeah,
I'll make the money and everything. Bro.
Okay, another question.
Okay, hold on.
You said you feel like you already are one.
He said you feel like he'd be on one.
Can you please elaborate? No. Yeah, the other word. Can you please let the people that don't know what I'm gonna be on one? Can you please let us know what that is?
Okay, so that being said, do you feel you being young right now, if you become a businessman tomorrow, do you think it will be hard or easy running it?
Let's say I gave you $1,000 right now. What would you do with it?
See, that is
cool. Spend it.
Yeah, I would spend it on stuff that I want or need.
Okay, not you was going to say something?
Yeah, hold on, I got you. Let me check this
out. Okay, so, all right, first question, like I was starting, do you think it would be easy or hard to run a business?
Hard?
Okay, so that being said, what would be a business proposal? If you can have an opportunity to have to start a business right now, what would be a business proposal? Because I say that to say, I told my boy, I said, man, Fat gonna be, you'll be a good businessman. We know you got the work, but we're trying to see where your mind is at, open to being a businessman. Because right now, if you start at the work to being a businessman right now, by my age, you'll be one. You know, but I say that to say, you know, what's the business proposal?
Sure, like something everybody needs. Like, yeah, something that everybody needs and use every day.
Like?
Sure, like furniture and school supplies are probably like cleaning supplies.
Okay, so another question, then I'm going to give it to my boy. I just want to you know, let the world to hear your mind real quick. But tomorrow, if you get it, if an investor comes to you right now, tomorrow, whatever, with $100,000 to a million, all you have to do is just come up with a business scheme and put it out. What are you doing?
Saying, well, first I need somebody like to help me to get me started. I guess.
Let him talk.
I know what he would do. I know what he should do. Cause I actually worked with him. In this like type of
so
field.
Hold on before you Larry go on, I want to say, you know,
I wanted to see
now
what
I want
say.
I know
now,
I'm
hold on now that's why now I that was proof to me thinking that knowing that you'll be a good businessman because you said, you know, I'll ask for help. A businessman or somebody who's want to walk into business will never be afraid of asking for help. I was afraid of asking for help. Nigga, I hustle myself, getting myself through it myself, and I fail. You know, but that's good. And so that's why you got help right here.
Yeah. So I will be his help. If we got the investment, I'll be like, hey, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to all these businesses. We got a spot right here in Rialto that's horrible. I'm not saying that this is the only thing that he could be, but I'm saying that I watched him not complain about doing it. We were picking up leaves, trash. He wasn't complaining. Like anybody else that I work with, they like, bro, why is he got such this dirty stuff? I don't know what's on this.
It's crazy
like,
that you
man.
Said that.
I'll have him go get some lawnmowers,
crazy.
Weed whackers. You know what I'm saying? We can hook it up to whatever. I'll hook it up to my bike. We'll yank. You know what I'm saying? He's good for that. Trash cans, rakes, and we'll just go start cleaning up everything. Hey, we need this amount of money. He running the show. We need this. How much does the guy that does it right now charge? Oh, he charged $500 a month. All right, we're going to do it for four. Let's run it up. This young man, he going to have a whole gang of dough. I ain't got to have nothing out of it. I just want to be there to help to see him do it. That's not that, but that's not the only thing he could be. That could be a side business for when he builds it all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Hood boy, Trey, whatever you want to call it, long story or something, he could give it to somebody else.
And
just
and
let this
start
money get his money up. You feel me? He ain't got to even pick
and
up
that's what I was
going to
say. That's what I was going to say.
That's my input.
The crazy thing about Fat is yesterday we was working, right?
Don't complain.
And, no, he don't complain. You know, he do the work when the work needs to be done. You know, he don't ask me, oh, why we got to do this. He told me like this. He was like, man, I can't get some little kid to come, I'll pay him $2 to come do.
No,
I'm like, nigga, what you think I'm doing with you?
That's what I said. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So that means he has the mind and the thinking of being a boss, right?
Yeah.
That's all a boss is.
Exactly.
Make sure we can eat, right?
Yeah.
I worked with all three of them, right? And neither one of them complained. All you got to do to get fat to work. Just say how much.
Say how much back. That's going to help for the whole job.
He just going
to
do
what
he has to do.
No cap.
Get done. Yeah, I've seen it. Since they were small to the age they are now. You know, they're thinking and they're brilliant. So I don't really see him doing hard labor, but I do see him bossing stuff because he has the mentality. And I'm for first,
in order to be a boss, you
first
got to
learn
how
to do all
the hard labor.
You got
to
do
all
the jobs that you got everybody else doing. You got to learn how to do it yourself.
And if somebody renege on you, then who's going to do the job? That's one thing I'm glad that Bishop taught me. You know, you got to do the work in order to move up. You know, at first, we was cleaning up the mountain. Finished cleaning up the mountain, I got the job in the office. Got the job in the office. Man, that's crazy, but I feel like that's how Fat thinks. You
and
know?
Then that's another thing too. You got to be the worker before you can be the boss. Because how would I know how to tell you how to do the hill and you don't know how to do it? You ain't never did the hill before. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like, oh, man, it's hot out there. Oh, he don't need no water right now. He don't need no break. But we worked the hill before. So now you know, hey, man, he probably thirsty out there. He picked up 7 bags of trash. But you did it before.
And that's how you get bad managers. People just jump into a manager position not knowing their employees, not knowing the job.
Because they have the credential and they have the mind to be a manager, but they don't know how to be a worker. There's a lot of people like that.
Exactly.
A lot of people become leads at jobs just because they've been around, but they haven't been doing no work. They just been around the bosses.
Right.
They ain't really been out there busting their
tail. I wanted to say this, because me and Black, we done had 100 jobs together, you know, and it's like... We both had opportunities where we was, you know, I was the roamer, he was doing the hard work, or I was doing the hard work, you know, he was doing the easy job, you know. We don't ever hate on each other because we know what comes with it, you know. We've been at that level before, so we know what we got to do in order, you know, to stay on the same level, you know. And it's about growth, really. You know, if you want to be a businessman, you got to grow, you know. You got to start from the bottom, you know, because if you just jump in the middle and it collapses, how you going to know how to build back up?
But you have to start somewhere. Just remember that. As long as you're a sister, you will be
top. A ball. Now we're going to jump over there. My train. We're going to ask him. You asking a question.
You hit your subject.
Okay.
Next. I'm going to say this. Before, I told our team this. I said, my nigga,
Michael,
when you about to go out there and go somewhere, go get in the field, you call back. When you about to go win some money for a basketball game, you call your mantra. Dad, when we put up to the house, I said, look, Dad, down here, I keep us talking. I said, nigga, you gonna tell mantra, we playing basketball, you gonna clean down here. So I say that to say, you know, I know where your mind at, but I know this.
I want him to answer the question, Sid.
Hold on, I got you. But I know this. You know, you could work hard, but you don't want to. And so, me knowing that, I don't have to ask you the little questions I ask back. Because Fat's not scared to get dirty, rip his new shoes. You know, you're paying twice the $50, $60, shoes you buy. You know, am I right or am I right? I'm right. But so I say this to say, what do you see yourself going to school for in a business sense? And so, hold on, before you answer that, give you some time to think on that while I ask you this. Because just say, you know, you go to school right now and you become the best basketball player for your generation. You know, I know you're in the sports league. You got your Pacific sports shirt on, you know. But, hold on. You become the best in your generation.
Don't worry about that.
What is some business opportunities that you can go by?
So you won't go just step in this thing and be blind. Because one thing I know about you, if you have too much money and you don't have no ideas to where to go with this money, you blew the money. Yeah. You blew the money.
What I can say is... Montre, you know, he might be athletic, but he's not dumb. You know, he's not no dumb kid. So I had this conversation with him, and he was telling me, like, you know, I can't, he can't do everything. You know, he want to be a part of every sport, but, you know, since he can't do that, he said he was going to go to school. What did you tell me he was going to go to school for?
It's either, I got three. It's a mechanic, a carpenter, or, like, something to help
a counselor.
Yeah, a counselor for the youth for sports or school.
Like a coach.
Yeah, something like that. That's
a mentor.
Yeah, mentor. That's what it is.
So I'm gonna ask you, if you had $10,000 to start a business right now, what type of business would you start?
It would be either a basketball camp or a football camp. If not, in either of those, it would be selling candy like what I used to do when I was young. Because that also, I think that candy selling, it kind of helped me. Oh.
You
want
me to pledge? And elaborate more on what you said. Get up. You said. Also,
art.